This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. E-commerce, as we have been telling you, has been booming in this pandemic, and it is going to get boomier this week with Black Friday coming up. Catch is more e-commerce means more imports, and more imports mean a lot of this economy's big ports are backed up. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
As the economy has picked up during the pandemic, Dale Rogers at Arizona State University says many importers have been desperate to offload goods they didn't sell earlier this year.
So there's a real expectation that this is where they're going to make it up, is in the fourth quarter.
But it can be challenging to unload the surge in imports we're seeing right now, especially when COVID-19 has limited the number of available dock workers. Weston Labar is the CEO of the Harbor Trucking Association, a coalition of West Coast intermodal carriers.
What would normally be a 4 to 5 day vessel at berth ends up being a 7 to 8 day stay, or maybe more, for these large vessels.
Those delays have ripple effects. Labar says once containers are emptied, many of them end up sitting around on trucks. That means truck chassis used to haul the containers are in short supply. Overall, he says the system has slowed to a crawl.
When containers don't move, it means that profitability and the ability for individual workers to make money is impacted.
That congestion affects exporters too. Jonathan Gold follows supply chain policy with the National Retail Federation.
If our manufacturers can't get the inputs they need for production and then turn that around and get that back out for an export, it's potential lost sales.
The Federal Maritime Commission says bottlenecks pose a risk to economic growth, job growth, and competitiveness. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.